the end of the day, you work very hard, you're just very
tired.
Or you're just all...
all in.
Would you say, tuckered out?
No.
Bagged out?
No, not necessarily.
Done out?
No.
Done in? Okay. But you might be just all worn...
all worn out.
Okay. A person who, unfortunately, was vomiting, you might say, this person, all of a sudden, she...
got sick.
And if you saw a man sneeze and cough, you'd say, well, it's too bad that he...
has a cold.
Would you say caught here, or took a cold, or caught a cold?
Well, I think I'd probably say just have a cold, or had a cold, or has a cold.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if his voice isn't natural, we might say he's rather...
hoarse.
And characteristics of a cold, a sneeze, and a... what?
Hacking cough.
All right. And you give the child some medicine. Come back later and the medicine's still there. You say, my, haven't you
taken any medicine?
And you say, what's the matter? Can't you hear me? Are you
deep?
And if I go out in the field and work and my shirt would be wet, you might say, yesterday I remember the wet shirt.
I sweat
hard. Yesterday I sweat hard.
A lot.
Okay. Back to the medicine now. You come back later and find that finally the child...
Has taken the medicine.
And yesterday he took...
he didn't take any yesterday.
Well, if he did, you'd say yesterday he...
Yesterday he took the medicine.
Okay. If you had a... infected thing on your neck, it might be called a... it's got something in it, it's got to come out.
Well, either it could be a boil or a carbuncle.
Is there any difference?
Well, yeah, yes, there is.
Which would you rather have?
Well, I guess carbuncle is more serious. They'll say a carbuncle has three holes where a boil only has one. I've never had it either one.
And the stuff that's inside a boil, you might call the...
pus.
And a man gets shot, and he goes to the doctor to have his...
wound dressed.
And sometimes the flesh doesn't heal right, and you get some other kind of...
Well, they usually call that proud flesh.
And somebody dies, and you're curious about it, and you say, I wonder what he...
died from?
And they bury him in a place to bury people. It's the,
you mean cemetery or... Sometimes they bury him in different places too.
Was another word for cemetery that you might use or... use
well, they used to say graveyard, but they never
don't
say that
anymore.
That's an older one.
Yeah.
Okay. And they never would have said burying ground.
Yes.
Yes, but not too much here, I don't think.
All right. Before you bury a man, you put him in a wooden...
casket.
And the ladies used to wear black. They were dressed in...
mourning.
And the doctor tells the anxious mother, everything will be all right. Don't
worry.